病变的英文版在前一段时间跟大家介绍过。欢迎收听今天的听歌学英语，我是主播 Candice， 你可以叫我小 C， 微信公众号是小 C 音乐，英语的英，音乐的乐，回复关键词病变来查看这首歌的讲解。那说到这首歌的英文版，之前已经出过一期了，不过有些听众吐槽说并不好听，那今天推荐的版本希望大家能够喜欢。在听歌之前呢，我们来回顾一下上一个版本的病变中讲过的英语知识。首先的话呢，是一个单词 scent， S-C-E-N-T， 表示气味、香味，也有线索的意思。短语 on the scent of 表示寻着某人或者某物的线索。然后呢，又说到单词 shitty， 表示劣等的、较差的。Leading role 主角， cosmo 宇宙、太空。另外呢，有一个重点单词 covet， 表示觊觎、垂涎、贪图。 C-O-V-E-T covet。最后呢，说到一个单词 pathological， 就表示病理学的。那另外呢，我们还有说到分手的表达，除了 break up with， 我们还可以说 finish with somebody， 分手。学习知识一定要温故而知新，那希望大家呢在听过节目之后都能够适当的做一些笔记，把听过的内容消化，这样更高效哦。好了，我们来听今天的版本，稍后为你带来歌词讲解。One day I woke up and you already left me alone. That's to a toy by my side that you never really loved. But now I look around this house, can't fit you anymore. And on the table you just only left an envelope. Yesterday we saw our pictures the same as before. But now you make me feel like the part was really sucks. Under the circumstances I can't complain anymoreYou can find someone who really loves you like I do. I deserve you to the time back. Bye to the day when we first met. You made me out of control. Couldn't stand your charm anymore. Wake up me, you know it would want to. Stay away from me, have a new start. Maybe I should leave you in there. Finally, it could mean so much. Baby, I know that was out over now. I guess you would show up. Although these days I miss you much. You know that's true.They almost took my breath away. And you can hear the effect. I still worry about you. I'm sorry that I can't hold no more. How many times I had a hangover. Who holds you close and it feels so good. But I know it ain't gonna be me. It was a miracle that made me overdose. I can stop thinking about you from now on. Don't leave meI'm still shouting from my heart. Sometimes I try to accept the truth, but I just don't wanna trust. What's the reason made you slip away from me? Now I feel so lost. Why did you leave me so fast? To eat well without saying goodbye. Now I don't care and I'm so tired. It's time to learn and not forget. One day I woke up and you already left me alone. That's to a toy by my side that you never really loved. But now I look aroundHouse can't fit you anymore. And on the table you just only left an envelope. Yesterday we saw our pictures the same as before. But now you make me feel like the part was really sucks. Under the circumstances I can't complain anymore. Hope you can find someone who really loves you like I do. I still can't control my mouth. Try to remove you from my life. I won't cry for you againUntil you start with another one. You're walking down the streets, the happiness in your face, and I think it won't be fake. You wear a pretty dress with a pretty smell, but you put your hands to another person. The crossroads I stand, I was so faded, and I don't know which way I should go, and which path leads to your heart. Tell me, how can I do without you? I forget out about you. I guess I can do it, cause I still love you so much. I mean, I woke up and you me alone. That's to a toy by my side that you never really loved. But now I look around this house, can't fit you anymore. And on the table you just only left an envelope. Yesterday we saw our pictures the same as before. But now you make me feel like the part was really sucks. Under the circumstances I can't complain anymore. Hope you can find someone who gonna be withForever. OK， 音乐过后欢迎回来，这里是听歌学英语，我是主播 Kenneth， 你可以叫我小 C， 微信公众号是小 C 音乐，英语的英，音乐的乐。查看这期歌曲只需要在微信公众号回复关键词病变就可以看到了。那接下来我们在音乐声中了解一下歌词中的英语吧。
Only left an envelope. Yesterday we saw our pictures distant miles before, but now you make me feel like the part was really sucks.
Yesterday we saw our pictures the same as before, but now you make me feel like the part was really sucks. 这两句歌词呢，其实并没有很难的词汇。那我们重点来关注这个单词 suck。S-U-C-K, suck 它是一个动词，表示吮吸、吸进、吸收，也有吃奶的意思。比如说 the baby is sucking 就是表示这个宝宝在吃奶， the baby is sucking。 那在口语中呢， suck 它是经常用到的，表示糟糕的、烂透的意思。那主语呢可以是 that, it, this 等等，也可以是人名或者是一些代词。我们来听一下例句。 You blew it, oh it sucks。你搞砸了吗？哦，真是烂透了。那这句话呢，可谓是相当地道了。首先的话呢，这个单词 blow, B-L-O-W, 它是吹风的意思，对吧？那在口语中呢，它其实可以表示搞砸什么事情， blow something。比如说搞砸了这次考试，你可以说 blow the examination。好，那刚刚有讲过 suck, 它表示糟透了、烂透了。那这句口语呢，它是说你搞砸了吗？哦，真是烂透了。You blew it.Oh, it sucks. 好，那当我们说一个人很烂的时候呢，可以直接说某某某某 sucks. 那第三人称呢是用 sucks. 如果说你很烂的时候，记得不要加 s, 就是 you suck. 你太烂了，当然不是说你了。如果你要说别人的话呢，可以直接这么说 you suck. 你太烂了。好，我们来回顾一下这句歌词。Yesterday we saw our pictures the same as before.Yesterday we saw our pictures the same as before, but now you make me feel like the part who's really sucks. 这两句呢对应的中文部分的歌词是，就在昨天还一起看我们的照片，可现在让我感觉像烂剧里的主演。
For you again, until you start with another one. You're walking down the streets, the happiness in your face, and I think it won't be fair. Under the circumstances, I can't complain anymore. I desire to turn the time back.Back to the day when we first met, you made me out of control.
首先我们来看一下这个比较难的单词，叫做 circumstance. Circumstance, 它是环境的意思。怎么样来记住这个词呢？我们来看一下这个词的拼写。首先呢，它是 C-I-R-C. 那这一节呢，其实和 circle, 就是圆的那个单词，前面的几个字母是相同的。Circle.那后面呢有一个 S-T-A-N, 那我们可以联想为 stand, 就是站立。这两个词合并起来呢， circle 和 stand 再改写几个字母，就变成 circumstance, 围成一圈竖立起来的东西，其实就是环境 circumstance。我们来听一下例句。 You should act according to circumstances. 你要根据环境来行动，其实就是你要随机应变。 You should act according to circumstances. 好，那歌词中呢有用到一个短语是 under the circumstances, 表示在某种情况下， under the circumstances.比如说 I wanted to leave quickly, but under the circumstances, I decided to stay another night. 我想很快就走，但是呢，在这种情况下，我决定再待一个晚上。稍微慢一点。 I wanted to leave quickly, 我想很快就走， but under the circumstances, 但是呢，在这种情况下， I decided to stay another night. 我决定再待一个晚上。好，我们来看下一个单词 complain。Complain, C-O-M-P-L-A-I-N. 那这个词呢，同样给大家提供一种记忆方法。首先我们来看到开头的 C-O-M, 我们把它联想成来的那个单词 C-O-M-E。 那后面呢是一个单词 Plain, P-L-A-I-N, 表示平原。那串联起来呢，就是来到 plain 平原上就开始 complain 抱怨，来到平原上就开始抱怨 complain。 好，那如果我们要说抱怨或是投诉什么事情的话呢，我们通常说 complain about。比如说 He never complained about working overtime， 他从来不因为加班而抱怨。那这个例句中呢，有出现一个实用的短语叫做 work overtime， 表示加班。Work overtime. He never complained about working overtime. 他从来不因为加班而抱怨。接下来我们来看这个单词 desire， D-E-S-I-R-E， desire， 它是渴望、要求的意思。怎么样来记住它呢？首先我们来看到最开始的两个字母 D-E， 拼音很像德，德国的德，对不对？那我们暂时把它当作德国。然后呢是 S-I-R， Sir 表示先生。最后呢是一个字母 E， 我们把它理解为鹅，天鹅的鹅。那连起来呢就是德国的先生想吃天鹅肉，这是一种渴望，也是一种愿望。 Desire 就表示渴望、愿望。那这个词呢可以做名词也可以做动词。我们来听一个句子， I am filled with a desire to go back home， 我心中充满了回家的 desire， 渴望。 I am filled with a desire to go back home。好了，最后我们来说一个短语 out of control。Out of control 表示失去控制， out of control。 比如说 The plane got out of control and crashed into the sea， 飞机失控坠入了大海。 The plane got out of control and crashed into the sea。 好了，现在我们来回顾一下歌词。 Under the circumstances， 在这种情况下， I can't complain anymore， 我不能够再抱怨了。 I desired to turn the time back，我呢渴望回到从前， back to the day when we first met， 回到我们第一次见面的那一天。 You made me out of control， 你让我失去了控制。今天为大家介绍的歌曲是病变的英文版，那在之前呢也讲过另外一个版本。如果你想收听这两期节目的话，可以在我的微信公众号小 C 音乐中回复关键词病变，这样的话呢你就能够查看到两期病变的英文版本。好了，这里是听歌学英语，我是主播 Candice 小 C， 我们下期见，拜。